أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, just by way of a reminder for all of us that first we should try and read Durood Sharif as much as possible every day, minimum 10 times every morning, 10 times every evening. And on the day of Jumu'ah, we should try and increase our Durood Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The other is that we should try and learn the sunnats of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All the sunnats for eating, drinking, sleeping, all the sunnats we should try and learn them. That is also a great ibadat. And then have to make dua and develop the love of every sunnat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even if we are not practicing, even if we don't know, but we just have in our heart the love for every sunnat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then that we practice on the sunnah. That is the main thing. Allah give us tawfiq that we practice on every sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then to propagate the sunnah, to teach it to others, to encourage other people also to practice upon sunnahs. The other, Allah by way of muzakra and reminder, is that we should make dua and effort that we become proper musallis. And one great dua in the Quran Sharif, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِيَّتِي. Oh Allah, make me that person who makes iqamati salah. That is, perform salah with all its requisites properly. For me and in my family also. All my family members also. So we should make that dua also and the effort also that Allah give us the tawfiq of making namaz properly. And then one other thing also that we should try and do on a regular basis is to make dua for our parents. If they are living, make dua for them that Allah grant them everything good. And Allah, if they are not Muslims, Allah give them hidayah. If they are Muslims also, that Allah grant them everything of the best. And if they have passed away, to make isali sawab, to pass sawabs to them. This is also a very great ibadat. And by doing that, our dunya, Allah will give us barakat. We'll find goodness in our dunya. And also, the same we should do for our ustads and our mashayikh. And by doing it for our ustads and our mashayikh, Allah will open our deen for us. Allah will give us tawfiq to practice more on deen, the desire and the love of deen, and make it easy for us to practice on deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. The subject on which I thought of speaking today, in this ayat kareema, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ, that whatever difficulties, musibat, reaches you, whatever difficulties, hardships come to you, فَبِمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٌ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, that it is what you have done yourself, your own actions, you have brought it upon yourself. وَيَعَفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ, and Allah forgives a lot. If Allah has to take us to task for all the wrong we do, we won't exist. There won't be anyone living on the earth. Allah forgives most of it. Few things that we overdo, we go over the limit, and then we suffer the consequences. So whatever difficulties and hardships come to us, according to this ayat, it is because of our own doings. Very beautifully it has been said, jaise karni, waise bharni. As you do, so you will reap. What you sow, what you plant, that is what you will reap, what you will harvest. Na maane to karke dekh. If you don't believe it and you think that we can just do what we want to and nothing happens, do and you will see. However, by Allah Ta'ala, the system is, der hai andher nahi. Allah doesn't take a person immediately to task. Allah gives a long time. And sometimes later in our life, we suffer the consequences. Then we wonder, what is this? Why did this happen to me? It was the wrong that we had done. We did not make tawbah from it. We carried on doing our evil, then we have to suffer the consequences. So this is the general rule of Allah Ta'ala. But however, there are many cases, different also, that Allah wants to give a person a very high stage, so Allah brings difficulties in his life. And Allah gives him the tawfiq of making sabr on that. Now when he makes sabr on all those halat, conditions which have come on him, then Allah gives him a high stage. So there are various other reasons also. The best is that we must take it when difficulties come to us, that it is because of our wrongdoing. And somebody else has got some difficulties, then we take it that Allah wants to give them some high stages. We must not think that other people have done wrong, or we think opposite. When we see other people with difficulties, we think it is the wrong they had done. Now they are suffering the consequences. We have difficulties, we think Allah wants to give us high stages. No, we must think when we got difficulties, it is because of the wrong that we have done. And other people have difficulties, it is because Allah wants to give them high stages or for various other reasons that Allah Ta'ala is bringing those conditions and halat upon them. So anyway, there are three things in this subject. That conditions and halat, which everyone faces on an individual basis, on a family basis, on a community basis, country-wise, and the ummah at large also, we are going through conditions, difficulties, hardships. So one, we have to analyze and see why have these conditions come on us. Secondly, when these conditions are on us, what must we be doing when these conditions are on us? And thirdly, that what is the solution of this condition? Why did the conditions come? When they are here, what must we be doing while we are going through these halat and conditions? And thirdly, how to come out of those conditions? What is the solution to it? So firstly, these conditions which come upon us, why have they come upon us? Why are we going through whatever conditions we are going through? Why is it? There are two aspects in here which generally the people of the world also think of it in one way, and unfortunately most of us as Muslims also, we think of it in that way. And that is because of asbab, because of conditions. Like for example, somebody pushed me, I fell down. Why did I fall down? He pushed me, that's why. That is zahiri asbab. I was driving on the road properly. The traffic light was green. I was crossing nicely and somebody came and bumped me. So because he bumped me. So that is what everyone in the world thinks of cause and effect. There is a cause and then the effect of it. I became sick because, for example, it was a cold day. I didn't wear warm clothes. Now, therefore, I got a cold. It went to pneumonia. It went to worse also. I became very sick. So that cause and the effect. But as Muslims, we should understand that all conditions are from Allah Ta'ala. That person who pushed me, why did he push me? There was something that I had done. And Allah used him. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. We use the greatest sinners to punish the less sinners. When we have done something wrong, then Allah uses somebody to come in, cause some problem in our life. One alim gives a good example. He says there are two brothers, for example, and in their inheritance, the one brother took the share, the land, whatever it was, of the other brother. So all of us will say, this brother who took the share, he has made zulam. He has done wrong to the other one. He is the mazloom. He is the oppressed. And this other one is the oppressor. He oppressed him. He took his share. But actually, he says, this person who is the mazloom, he is really the zalim.
He has done something wrong in his life. Now Allah is using this brother that he must take his share from him. So if we can understand this, that everything that happens is from Allah Ta'ala. And it is according to our actions that Allah doesn't just punish a person for nothing. Allah doesn't give him difficulty and hardship for nothing. But it is some wrong that we have done. Then Allah uses somebody to come and punish us. No nation is our enemy. We usually say this nation is our enemy, that nation is our enemy, the Muslims' enemy. Or we say this country is our enemy, that country they are harming the Muslims they causing. No, Allah is using them because of our wrong. If we were right, Allah would protect us and those people then will serve us, but because of our wrongdoing. So that is one important thing that we have to understand, that our wrongdoing is the cause of our problem. If we will understand that, we will realize to solve our problems, we don't have to go outside. We don't have to go to the court. We don't have to go for arbitration. That problem is with us. I must make tawbah. I must correct myself. And when I will correct my matters with Allah Ta'ala, all my matters with Allah, Allah corrects our matters with the creation then. Then with the creation, everything goes wrong, goes right. When we make tawbah, we make istighfar, and we go to Allah Ta'ala. So first and foremost, it is very necessary for all of us to understand that halat and conditions, by just bad conditions, we are suffering, we got some illness, we got some financial problems, we got some different arguments and disputes, etc. All have come because of our action. So that is one thing. If we can understand that, to explain that further, it comes also, it is narrated, that when a person has these conditions, halat on him, then he goes and complains to people. He tells people, this problem I got, this person is causing me problem, that person is causing me problem, I've got this problems, etc. People are making zulm on me. Allah Ta'ala says then to that person that you are complaining about me, about Allah Ta'ala. I who can do everything, you are complaining about me to the creation who can do nothing. Nobody can do anything. No, we can't wink an eye without the will and the command of Allah. We can't pick up our hand without the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Everything is in Allah's hands. So we're complaining about Allah who can do everything to people who can do nothing. So what we should do when these conditions come, we should turn to Allah Ta'ala. So the first, what we try to explain, Allah let me also understand and let it come in my heart that whatever conditions there are is not the cause and effect. That is outwardly. That we don't deny. And Sharia also doesn't deny that. That is there. But really, the reality is behind that, there is something else. To understand that again just a bit easier, you have a stage and you got puppets on the stage. And they are doing things there, but why are they doing it? Somebody is pulling the strings. Somebody is controlling them from at the back. So all this world, we are like puppets. And Allah is controlling us. And what we do, according to that, these conditions are coming. May Allah make that I, all of us can understand that, that our conditions are because of our own actions. And to solve them, we have to turn to Allah, which we will come to just now. Now, when halat and conditions are on us, what must we do? Again, we find that commonly the people of the world, we also as Muslims, that usually we start shouting, we start swearing, we fighting. This person did, you did this to me, you did that to me. I'm fighting with you, I'm fighting with him. That is our condition generally. That we're all, if we don't, we manage to control, but in our heart, this one did this to me, that one did that to me, this one is like this, that one is like this, one is like that. All the time we are thinking that. But the reality is that in those conditions which have come, and we realize that it is from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has sent that conditions because of my wrongdoing. So what must I do in this? One is sabr. Whatever halat comes to Allah Ta'ala, now when these halat are, Allah Ta'ala says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek help of Allah Ta'ala, but by sabr. Control yourself. Don't speak things what you are not supposed to speak. Don't accuse people. Don't you go and fight. That person gave you one shot, you don't go and give him two shots now. That person took your car, now you don't go and take his some other things again. All that sabr. Wasta'inu bi sabri, and the other thing was salah. In that condition, turn to Allah. Because Allah is the one who can help you only. And namaz is one of the greatest means that Allah has given us by which we can connect and take the help of Allah. As in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala clearly says, you have realized now that your conditions have come because of your wrongdoing, etc. And you have realized your conditions are from me. So now turn to me. Make sabr also and seek the help of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So we must remain composed in these conditions. We must make sabr in these conditions. We have to turn to Allah Ta'ala more with ibadat, etc. We mustn't go and make a bad condition even worse. Don't go from the frying pan into the fire. Allah has brought the conditions, we are in difficulties, but now let us try and turn to Allah Ta'ala. So while the conditions are on us, sabr is one great thing that we have to have. Don't speak anything wrong. Don't accuse other people. Don't fight with other people, etc. Just stay composed and seek the help of Allah Ta'ala. And that brings us now on to the third thing, that how to come out of these problems. Problems have come. Again, just to revise a little bit, really, we look at asbab. But we know, as Muslims, our yaqeen and iman is there, that it is not the asbab, it is musabbibul asbab, the creator of the conditions. And Allah doesn't do things just haphazardly, just for nothing. Give that person a heart attack, give that person a motor car accident, that person a fight, that person something else. Never. Allah is not, na'uzubillah, just sitting and giving. There is a definite system of Allah Ta'ala. And moreover, it is because of our actions. So when this halat have come because of our actions, and understand our guilt also. And now we seek the help of Allah by making namaz, making sabr, and turning to Allah Ta'ala. Now the conditions are there. We are containing the conditions as much as we can. But how to come out of it again? And again, that we are free, we don't have problems, etc. And Allah, Deen and Islam and our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to teach us all this. Now how to come out of the problems? One is we making sabr. We are seeking the help of Allah Ta'ala. Again, before we go on to that, normally the people of the world that I've got financial problems. So what must I do? Take another job also, earn more. Send my wife also out to work. Take out my son from school, etc. Let him also go and work. My daughter also, bring more money. That will solve our problems. We got ailment, sickness. Immediately go to this hospital. They will sort out our problems. It is a legal matter. Get a lawyer. He will sort out our problems. Normally, the people of the world think like that. And unfortunately, as Muslims, we also generally we think like that. But when we have got these problems to come out, if our iman and all this is an effort that we have to make on our iman before all these problems can come, then we know how to come out of the problems. The real means of coming out is really to turn to Allah Ta'ala and use the means and the asbab which are with Allah Ta'ala. Which are again in this ayat, sabr is one. And for every condition, sabr has got a different interpretation and meaning. What it is that we have to make sabr at that time. Sabr means, for example, that we continuously make tawbah, istighfar to Allah Ta'ala. If that is the condition, sabr means that we control our tongue, we control our thoughts also. Sabr means that we control our hand, we don't go and fight with somebody. Oh, we got a financial problem, I can easily steal so much money from my boss where I'm working, and that can solve my problem. Sabr is that, no, I won't touch any haram. I will stay away from it. Haram will never solve my problem. It will bait and make my problem even worse. So one is sabr, and the other means Allah has given us that a person starts making more namazes. We are making our faraz namazes. We are making our wajib, sunnate muakkada. We are making nafils also, ishraq, chash, tahajjud. But now salatul haja. And not just one time. Really, Allah give us tawfiq. It's not easy, but this is what we have to, I need it. And I'm speaking so that I revise my sabak. That namaz after namaz. We had two rakat salatul haja. Nabi Ali salatu wassalam, there was a problem, he made two rakat salatul haja. Sahaba, they asked, is the problem solved? No. Again two rakat salatul haja. Is the problem solved? No. Again salatul haja. So like that. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ. These are the real means by which our problems will get solved. So one is sabr, one is namaz. Namaz, all our namazes, if our namazes are not in place, we are not making our namazes, faraz namazes also, then problems are going to come into our lives. So that has to be placed and in place. And in fact, when the problems are there, like Salatul Haja, one after the other, we have to be making Salatul Haja. The other thing is to come out of problems. One is, and it is a definite, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Rahmatullah Ali, with great emphasis says, that all our elders emphasized on this, and I experienced it also. That any person, and I'm just explaining it a bit more, any community had any problem, and they resorted to durood sharif, salawat ala nabi. And this doesn't mean that normally what we are reading our durood now, but more we start reading. And then on that, Allah Ta'ala changes condition. The amount of Allah's rahmat that is drawn by durood sharif, salawat, there is really nothing that draws so much Allah's rahmat. So we should increase at such a time. Ask everyone else also. All of us, we sit together, we read durood sharif. And then together with that, one very important thing also, tawbah and istighfar a person makes. And he has to, in fact, ulama have written, tawbah istighfar is farz upon all of us. We have to make tawbah istighfar. But how many of us make really tawbah istighfar? On our sins we are committing, not wholesale. We are not manufacturing sins. One way we are committing sins. Even our good deeds, ours are such that they are also sins. Our tawbah istighfar is also a sin. So how much more tawbah istighfar we have to make. So by tawbah istighfar also, Allah's great, great help comes down. Another thing that brings Allah's help in torrents down is sadaqah, to give charity. Where even it comes in the hadith sharif, give a piece of a khajur. Even if you give so much, in our time, even if you will give 20 cents, 50 cents, give 1 rand, really it looks like it has got no value that. But whatever, and you're giving it in the nisbat and in the name of Allah Ta'ala. And we can understand this, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, that if we give the mountain of Uhud in the path of Allah, it cannot compare what the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, a little bit that they gave, ours can't compare. In other words, the amount doesn't count by Allah Ta'ala, the nisbat was Allah, for Allah's sake. And for the pleasure of Allah, we do it. And we have been taught that to solve our problems is by sadaqah. And every person again, according to his status, is a rich man, let him give 10 rand sadaqah, 20, 50, 100 rand, let him give more sadaqah. And even from our experience what we have seen, that people had such problems, like it was the end of the road, that there's no way, such serious problems. But they just resorted to these amal, which seems so simple. And many of us, we want it to heed also, that this can't solve our problems. And then we think our problems are not solved. But those who did it, and not even perfectly, not even much, just little bit, those serious problems turned out to be like jokes, like nothing happened. It was just like a joke. So much Allah Ta'ala's help come. So sadaqah is one great thing also. So when we get problems, turn to Allah. That is the main thing. Turn to Allah with namaz, with lot of salatul hajah. Increase a lot our durood sharif. Give sadaqah. Gee, if you, for example, you're a rich man, you want to give 1,000 rand. Don't just give the thousand rand to one person. Break it up. Make it 5 rand, 10, 20 rand. And try, if at that time of your problem you can do it yourself, the best. But if you are so much involved in that problem, your family member is in hospital, you are running up and down, you have to be deciding what treatment we have to do, you are occupied there, give the 1,000 rand to somebody else, tell him to break it down and just try and give to whoever he can, how much, 5 rand, 10 rand, 20 rand, this will pull Allah's rahmat in great amounts, and it will solve our problem. So namaz, tawbah, istighfar, sadaqah, durood sharif, and one other very important thing, shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Usually when we have got a problem, we fully focus just on that problem. For example, a person has got a problem, Allah save us all. Sometimes your head pains so much like it's going to burst any moment. And you can't think also. You think it is the worst thing, but your heart is functioning properly. Your lungs are functioning properly. Your kidneys are functioning. Your legs, your joints. That shukr we don't make. Or somebody has got a pain in the stomach, and Allah save us from all this pain. Terrible pain. You can't think of anything else. And you think this is the worst thing in the world. In fact, you tell everyone also, may Allah give this problem, Allah mustn't give my enemy also this difficulty and hardship. So hard, I can't bear it. But at the same time, your mind is working properly. You can speak, you got your tongue, you got your billions of other ni'mats. You got people helping you, people supporting you. How many? So make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. That also pulls Allah's rahmat. So when we have problems, so firstly, problems that we have, just to summarize very quickly, hopefully, is that don't think only as the people of the world. That only cause and effect, material cause, really it is from Allah. And why did it come? Something wrong we have done. We hurt somebody's feelings. We spoke something, and Allah will use other people to bring the problem. Then now, in that time, so when we have realized that, contain the problem by making sabr. Don't make it worse. Don't aggravate it. Make shukr in that. I got this problem. Allah forgive me. Allah save me. But Allah shukr. Allah save me so from so much others. And the solution of it to come out also is not only asbab of this dunya. They are there. No problem in using them also. We go to a doctor. We take treatment. We go to a lawyer. We take his services. No problem. But the real is we must turn to Allah Ta'ala. And we ask him. And turning to Allah is what sabr, is what namaz, salatul hajah, etc. And then sadaqah, tawbah, and istighfar, shukr of Allah's ni'mat. All these things bring Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. And another one thing to end off, when the problem is solved again, then don't forget to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala again. Commonly it is with us. Sometimes a person got a sore on his hand, something or whatever, and it's paining also. It's difficulty. He can't write also. He can't even eat because of that sore. Everyone sees it. Ask him. He say, "Yeah, I'm suffering, man. This is a problem." After some time, Allah gave him shifa, and then he meets an old friend after 6 months or something. He asks, "How's your hand?" He say, "Why my hand? What?" We say, "You were suffering, you so bad." We completely forget that I had that problem. And we didn't even make shukr to Allah. Allah took it away. Again, it's not the medicine that took it away. It's not some other treatment. It's Allah alone who took it away, and now we don't make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So whenever our problems are, Allah has taken them away, we should make a lot of shukr also to Allah Ta'ala. So in this way, if the problems which are there for us, for the ummah, and for everyone can contribute and remove these problems from us. And on the other hand, we live in such a way that we think that these things just happen, phenomena, dunya's ways of things are going, and we don't contribute, no dua, no worry. That should not be the case. A mu'min should think from a deeni point of view and contact with Allah. Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.